Daf is Daf Samech Zayin. So we got to five lines down on the Amud here. We're very knee deep in the sugyas of Yeredeya and Nosentam Lefkam and Min Vimino. Very, very complicated sugyas. There's a lot to talk about here. Those who learn Smicha actually spend a lot of time on these Dapim to get the proper background. So the Gemara says, quoting from the Mishnah, Zeh Klal, Kol Shebah Naso Benosein Tam, the Mishnah taught us that anything that's Benosein Tam, that gives an Isser, gives some flavor to the item that's going to be Isser, but if it doesn't give any Tam, if you don't taste the flavor of the Isser, so then it's going to be Mutter. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hachi, Hilchas, so that's how we paskin that, the Nosein Tam Lef Gam is Mutter, if it's Nosein Tam Lef Shvach, it's going to be Isser. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo shanu ela shenafal l'toch grisin roschim. The whole idea of nosin tam lefgam, in particular when it comes to if chomet, if vinegar, falls into grisin. Grisin, I think they define as grits or something like that. So if the grits are, if they're boiling, so the vinegar, if you look at Rashi three lines down, it's not a bold Rashi. I may as well read it. You see two lines down. Hachi hilchasa. We just read in the Gemara. Hachi hilchasa, the nosin tam lefgam mutter. And then Rashi says after the colon there, chomets, the vinegar, pogem grisin roschim. The vinegar will ruin boiled or cooked grits, but mashbiach esatzonin. But if it's cold, the grits are cold, and actually will enhance it. So that's what the Gemara says here. Again, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela shenafel lotoch grisin roschim. The vinegar is only pogem the grits if the grits are cooked and boiled. Aval nafal lotoch grisin sonin. If the vinegar falls into grits that are cold, and after the fact, and then you boil them up, you cook them after the vinegar is in there, that's actually nasa kimi sheshbiach ulvasof pagam v'yasa. A little bit strange language, we'll get to that in just a second. But what the Gemara is saying is, if you pour the vinegar into cold grease and sonenim, and then after it gets cooked, that's actually nosin tam l'shvach, and the vinegar is going to enhance it, in which case it will be asa. We're talking about vinegar that was coming from a non-Jew, where there's yai nesach concerns. So the vinegar that's poured into the grits that are cold, it will be nosin tam l'shvach, and it will be asa. So what does the Gemara mean when it says here, that nasa kemish yishbiach ulevasov pagam v'asa? Initially was enhanced, but after the fact it became pogum, so shouldn't that be mutter then? If something's first shvach and then pogum, it should be mutter. How can the Gemara say shishbiach levasov pogum, it's actually going to be aser? So the Ran explains a very important concept, a very fundamental concept in Bas Rachel of Tarovas. It's called chanan. Chanan is Rashi table, so you hear chanan. Hatichas nasis nevela. When something becomes aser, let's say a Bas Rachel mixed together, so that becomes aser. Now, even though only a small amount of milk is in that meat, but it's enough milk to make it aser. There's no sin tam. We view that entire meat having basar b'chalav in the entire item. And that's now all aser. Even though, let's say, only a few drops of milk fell in, we view the whole thing as being chanan, as a chaticha nasis nevela. The whole item is considered a nevela. So the Ran says, once the vinegar falls into the grits, it becomes chanan. It becomes aser now. The whole thing is aser. And then even though later it becomes pugum, we'll have to get to why that is, even though it becomes pugum later on, the Ran says, if it doesn't become pugum, where it's pasul achilas b'nei adam, if it becomes a little bit sour, but still it's edible, that's why it's all aser, because since it initially became aser, it's chanan, and even though later on it becomes a little bit bad, it's still edible, and therefore it's going to be aser. So they point out that there's a big machlokas when it comes to chanan. Everybody agrees chanan applies to bas v'chalav. There's a machlokas whether it applies to shar isurim as well. So they see here that Ran is l'shitasa, when he writes in Maseches Chulin that he says it does apply to shar isurim as well, because we're not talking about bas v'chalav here. We're talking about the isur of yayin nesach. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara now says, V'chein ki asa rabin, when rabin came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela shenafel atoch grisin roschim. The only time the vinegar is going to asa the grits, if the grits are already hot, the vinegar is going to be, pogum, it's going to ruin it, and therefore mutter. Aval nafel atoch grisin tonin, if it falls into the cold grisin, as we said above, v'yir tichan, and only afterwards you cook the grits mixed together with the asa vinegar, Nasa kimishish biach levasov pogum, and that's going to be aser. And so too, v'chein ki aser Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported the same exact thing, v'chule. V'kachayu osin b'arvi Shabbos, so that's actually what they had on Erev Shabbos, b'tzipori. V'korin osam shechlayim, they would actually mix grits and vinegar together and cook it that way. We see that's not considered pogum, that's considered the shvach, and that's why it's going to be considered aser. And the Gemara now says, as follows. This next piece is a little bit confusing. Amar Reish Lakish. There are two days here in Reish Lakish. Now, take note of when it says Amar Ish Lakish, no sin tam lefgam she'amru. Take note of the word she'amru. We're going to see in Amar Bey's the relevance of the word she'amru. Ish Lakish said, no sin tam lefgam she'amru. That no sin tam lefgam where they spoke of, that it's mutter, lo she'yomru, this is a little confusing now. Lo she'yomru, not to say, k'derezu chasera melach chasera tablin yisera tablin. Not to say that the item doesn't taste good because it's lacking salt, or there's too much salt, or it's lacking pepper, or there's too much pepper. That's not what's no sin tam lefgam. It can't be from an external source. Ella, kol she'en chaser klum, anything that's not missing anything, meaning it has everything that should be good. The whole, all the ingredients are there, the recipe was followed, everything was followed completely right. But yet still, eino nechals mipnei zeh. But it's not eaten because the Dover Isser fell in, has to be, it's only be considered Pogum if the Dover Isser that falls in is Pogamit. But if it's Pogum because of something else lacking or something else extra, salt or pepper, that's not considered Nosin Tam Lefgam. It has to be from the Isser itself that makes it Pogum. So if you look at Rashi, just to explain to make sure this is clear, Rashi two narrow lines down says, Lo Shiyomru, this is a Chumrahi. We're going to see an Ikadami, which is a Kula. But there's a chumrah in that we're limited in when we'll apply the heter of nosin tam lefgam. So it's a chumrah. How so? Kolomar, lo sheyuchlu lasis pagam b'tavshu machmas davar acher. We're not going to allow pagam to be created from some external source to go and shetei b'chaser melach o yisera. To have too little salt or too much salt, that cannot be the source of pagam. De'im nifka machmas davar acher, if it's going to be pagam because of some external source, ein tol na pagam b'iser v'aser, it still remains aser, even though I won't eat it. Because I poured some bleach in it. Bleach isn't the iser. It's just something else that caused it to be no longer edible. That's not considered nosin tam lefgam, and it's still considered davar iser. So what's considered iser? So if you look Rashi further, ve'eino necheles b'pnei zeh, kolomar, the iser zeh pogem tamo. It has to be where the davar iser, the vinegar that falls in, the vinegar is aser, that's where it makes it pogem, and that's when we say it's nosin tam lefgam is mutter. And Rashi says an important line here, Veino necheles lav davka. When we say nosin tam lefgam isn't edible, it doesn't really mean it's inedible. What it means is, kevan de bikimaso purta karle eino necheles. If it gets ruined just a little bit, if I put vinegar in, I don't know, some mixture, it may be edible, but I don't like it so much. Even though it's just slightly pogum, that's enough to be qualified as nosin tam lefgam according to Rashi. Now, the Ravid argues. Ravid says, no. The definition of nosin tam lefgam is has to be completely inedible. And his raya is, we're going to see in Amud Beis that the source of nosin tam lefgam is when the Pasuk says, only foods that are edible to a ger have a status of nevela. What's nevela that I can't eat? I can't eat nevela if a ger can eat it. But if a ger can eat it, meaning it's inedible, so then it's not also for me to eat. I could eat it. If it's really mamish, whatever makes it saruach, whatever makes it ruined, it's no longer edible to the ger. There's no iser to me. So the edibility, if that's a word, is correlating to what makes it aser.
So the whole thing of Natan Gam, according to him, is only anah because achila, it's ruled out.
According to him, no, he says... Once it's nosin tam lefgam, according to the Rav, it has to be completely inedible.
That's what I'm saying. So there is no issue of yachid. It's just issue of hana.
It's mutter. I mean, it's no longer considered food.
He's saying it's automatically defining that it's asr because you would never eat it anyways.
If you say right, it won't be asr, no one would do it. No, it would never really come to point. No one ever eat it.
The isr is irrelevant at this point.
Exactly.
Nobody would eat it anyway.
Granted, in echlami, right. Correct.
According to the Ran, however, it's not because right. you know,
you would eat it.
Yeah.
Right. So they ask in Rashi now. So Rashi says, no, it's still edible, just it's not as good as it was beforehand.
Right.
So they ask in Rashi, if the source of nosin tam lefgam is from nevela, and nevela is only lefgam when it's no longer edible, so how come when it comes to nosin tam lefgam, we say even slightly inedible is going to be nosin tam lefgam? Meaning by nevela, it's mamish when it's saruach, when it's ruined, when no one touch it. But when it comes to nosin tam lefgam, even if it's slightly ruined, that's no longer, it already is considered nosin tam lefgam. So they explain because nevela is talking about the iser itself. The davar iser, the nevela is the chefsa shel iser, that only loses the iser once it's mamish ruined. When it comes to nesinas tam, only the taste of it, not the actual iser, it's enough for it to be downgraded slightly to be qualified as nosin tam lefgam, according to this Rashi.
But the limit of nevela is what? It's not nothing to do with nosin tam
lefgam. Nothing at all.
So he might not even have the limud from Nevega.
Well, he does. We'll see in Amud Beis, he has to. That is the source. But that's from an Isser itself, and we're extending it now to Nesinas Tam. Okay, so now the Gemara says, that's all the first Ma'an Amar of Reish Lakish, that the pogum has to come from the iser itself, can't be from an external reason. But the ikadamri here in the Gemara, around 7 lines up from the bottom, ikadamri amarish lakish, no sintam lefkam shamru, that no sintam lefkam that they spoke of, where it's mutter, ein omrim kedera zu chasera melach, chasera tavlin, yisera tavlin. We don't say if it's lacking salt or too much, or lacking pepper, or too much pepper, elahashta mia hapagum. We look at the now, we look at right now, the current state. What's he saying here? So if you look at Rashi to clarify, Rashi says around halfway down the narrow line, it says, v'ikadamri ha d'resh lakish l'kula. This is leaning in that we apply no sintam lefgam more easily here. That what? No sintam lefgam sh'amru v'ein omer, says Rashi, kolomer, ein tolin hapagam b'davar acher. We don't say that it's ruined because of some other reason, in which case it's going to be still aser. Lomer chasera hi melech, that's missing salt. And then we would say, if there was a proper amount of salt or pepper, we would say the iser isn't pogmit. No, we don't say that. Jump down two lines. Ella, kaven detama iser pogma? Achshav, since right now there's an iser that falls in, vinegar falls in here, and it doesn't taste good anymore, kimosh shuchai, we'll look at it right now, have a pogum umutter. Therefore, we're going to be mutter. A person could say, if I put more salt in, put pepper in, I put ketchup in, I could make it edible. We don't care about how you could alter. We look at what happens right now, and since the now, it's aser, it's going to be nosin tam lefgam, and that's a kula in the application of nosin tam lefgam is mutter. That's the sheet, the ikadamri of Reish Lakish. We're going to see in Amud Beis in just a moment, we actually pass like this ikadamri, that we're more lenient when it comes to nosin tam lefgam. So the Shach Paskin is based on this.
So basically, if you put something falls on that something else completely annuls it, you can still have it.
If so, what has to
meaning,
be?
Meaning you put the salt, and let's say sugar will compensate for it later, which I don't know if it does, but I'm saying
right. It doesn't make a difference.
Then it's fine.
But it has to be where the iser creates the pogum.
Right.
So let's say you have iser salt that falls
right.
in and tastes terrible.
Right.
If I counter it with sugar, we don't care. We look at the right now. Right, but the Pri Chadash says differently. Pri Chadash says depends. He says, if the item can be fixed by adding something, sugar, to counter the saltiness, so he says it's mutter. Once I put the sugar in, though, and now it becomes edible, it becomes usser yet again.
Right.
But he says if there's something that, on its own, without ma'isa b'nei adam, naturally, over time, let's say the vinegar will become lost, and then if 5 days from now it will be edible, then he thinks it will be usser even now. Even though right now it's inedible because there's too much vinegar, but in 5 days, since the vinegar is going to lose its potency, let's say, and become mutter, the Pri Chadash says in that case it would be considered mutter. So he's mechalik about whether or not Adam could change it, or whether Mimela it's going to be changed on its own. If it's Mimela, he says it's Aser. Yeah.
Can you wash off the salt?
You can, but again, the question would be, if you do wash it off, so then it becomes edible, then it will be Aser. But in the current state, while you haven't washed it off right now, it's still considered mutter since it's no longer, it's not edible at this point.
Suffolk would say it would be mutter.
Suffolk, if you don't know if it's edible, who would taste it? A case of Suffolk, whether if it's no sintam lefgam, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. It probably based on the I don't know how to go. Suffolk derives to the chumra normally we would say. So maybe Suffolk we would say it would still be aser. I would guess. Okay, the Gemara now says last few lines of the Amud here as follows: Amar Rabbi Yabohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shetamo Umamasho Aser. We'll read the parentheses. Lokin Alav. Whenever there's taste and there's actual mamashes there, you're eating nevela, it tastes like nevela, there's actual nevela there, the lach is, it's aser, and you get malchus for eating this, vizel kazais bichdechis pras, is a long rash we're not going to read here, but that's a classic application of it. You have to eat where you could eat a kazais of the iser in a certain amount of time, somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes, is kadechias pras. That's the classic case of the regular eating of davar iser. But the Gemara says, going to Amud Beis now, tamo, below mamasho, if there's only taste, but there's not mamashes there, the nevela is no longer there, but you could taste the nevela, but it's not there, but mamashes, usher, that's still usher, the ain lokin olav, you don't get malchus for this, because it's only tam that's there. So if you look at the top Rashi here, just for a second, Sambach Zayinim Rebez, and tam of lo mamasho, kigon chalav shenafel kadeira, so milk falls into kadeira, o chalav shenafel nimoach, chaylev rather, shenafel nimoach, fat that fell in, ain o mamasho, Be'en. Where there's no longer the Be'en, the milk absorbs into the meat. There's no Be'en, there's no mamashas. That's where it's aser, but you don't get malchus. So this Gemara becomes the source of the very, very important machlokas of what's known as tam ki'ikr. The Gemara uses in a few places tam ki'ikr. Taste is as if the actual ikar, the item, is actually there. So the fact that the Gemara says you don't get malchus for eating tam alone indicates tam lo kikar. A tam kikar is not deraisa. It's not a deraisa concept, because if tam kikar was a deraisa concept, you should get malchus on this as well. So that's what this huge tosus in the bottom of Amud Aleph, going on Tam and Beis, is referring to here. He has his machlokes. So he says, he quotes Rashi, who holds the tam kikar is not deraisa based on the sugya, the fact that you don't get malchus. But he says he doesn't like the example of bas b'chalav. Bas b'chalav is an exception. That even if you assume tam kikar normally isn't deraisa, bas b'chalav, you will get an issa deraisa, because the pasuk says lo sev asher gedi b'chalav imo. It depends on bishul. It doesn't depend. The Torah itself says when there's a cooking and there's taste, so bishul bas b'chalav will have malchus. That's the one exception. So he takes issue with Rashi, how he gives that example as chal bas b'chalav, where you don't get malchus. You would get malchus for tam kikar by deraisa, by bas b'chalav, but not elsewhere. But Rabbeinu Tam goes on to say that he argues and says, no, tam kikar is deraisa. When you have taste, it is deraisa. So then the question becomes, how come here in Amud Beis, tam v'lo mamasho, you don't get malchus? If Rabbeinu Tam assumes the tam kikar is deraisa, shouldn't you get malchus? So if you look just on the top of the Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Amud Beis, here, three lines down to the middle of the piece here, three lines down on the top of Amud Beis, Tosfos writes, v'hahi dehacha. If you really hold that tam kikar is deraisa, so shouldn't you get malchus? So how come here, hahi dehacha tamo v'lo mamasho, how come there's no malchus if tam kikar is deraisa? Mairi b'min b'mino debatel b'ruba m'deraisa. It must be talking about a case where the same min with the other min, they get absorbed and mixed with each other, and since bitel deraisa applies, there's no tam. Remember, if you have wine and kosher wine, non-kosher wine mixed together, you can't taste the difference. There's no tam anymore. So there's no tam. Min b'mino, there's no issue of tam. It's all an issue of whether the minim mixed together or didn't mix together. So therefore, since min b'mino is batel b'ruba m'deraisa, there's no malchus. But if it would be a case of min v'she'eno mino, two different, wine and orange juice, let's say, mixed together, so if there is tam, even though there's no mamashus, the Rabbeinu Tam says there would be malchus, because tam k'ikar is deraisa. Again, this is a very involved study. That's just a little tip of the iceberg, hopefully, to get somewhat exposed to that. Fine. Gemara now says, if you go to v'im riba, so the Gemara continuing on this idea here, im riba, if you put a lot of, one more thing I wanted to say here, no, not yet. Im riba, tam lefkam mutter. Let's say, Rashi explains here, im riba tam lefkam ha riba kula mashma. This is a leniency here. Shiafa pisha nifka machmas davar acher. If, let's say, some other external source is causing the pagam, im hoyel iser zel lerabos es a pagam mutter. If somehow something could have more iser, it's a little confusing what's going on here. But if you add more, where you're making it pagum, so then that would be a davar heter. If you add more, salt and pepper along with the pagam, let's say vinegar falls in here, and the vinegar itself may not be enough to make it pagum, but I add salt and pepper to it as well. So now that in combination, the vinegar, salt, and pepper makes it pagum. That would then be considered mutter. Now the Rashi points out something very important here, though. He says it can't be a situation where there's more iser than heter. Let's say I've got a lot of vinegar, and I add salt and pepper, making it really pagum now. If there's more vinegar there, now which we say the tam is now lefkam. But the problem is, if there's rove vinegar, there's mamasho. It becomes mamasho velo tamo.
It's rove vinegar compared to what you're adding, or compared to what was there?
Compared to what's there. Uh-huh. So even though you might add more salt and pepper, making it pugum, and no longer the tam is no longer shvach, it's now mutter then, because no sin tam lefkam. But if at the end of the day the ingredient has more iser then heter, it's considered mamasho v'lotamo. So you've neutralized the tam issue by making a pogum, but you haven't neutralized the mamasho issue. So this heter only applies if there's minority of it is usser, and also there's pogum from other external flavors. That would be a way of getting around the malchus or the iser.
The concept of mamasho is that you can see it, not that it's there or not.
Exactly, it has to be seen.
Because we learned a few days ago about that somebody burned something and it gave a good taste.
Mm-hmm.
As it was burning, it disappeared. So that's less than mamasho even.
Exactly.
Really nothing there.
Right. It seems the way the Rishonim are understanding lach balach is not considered mamasho, because you can't see it anymore.
Right.
It has to be yavish b'yavish of some sort.
Uh-huh.
That's what it seems.
Because the example that we gave before was lach balach.
Well, I was giving the example of, it was milk and meat. My wine and wine case wasn't really a great case, but I was just trying to bring out the ideas of min b'mino. But I think it's yavesh b'yavesh has to be the case, I think.
In this case, the isser has to be a contributing factor to the pogum flavor. Right?
Correct.
It's not like you could just put in something else to be pogum it, and then that makes the...
Exactly. That's discussed amongst modern-day poskim, whether or not you could take bleach and just be posel food, because that's not the isser that's creating it. That's a discussion. I know Rabbi Four suggests when a person kashers his sink or dishwasher, let's say, to pour bleach or something down the drain to make anything food that's there no longer edible. Is that really going to create a pogum? I mean, that's also a davar heter, so it's a confusing topic there,
well,
but that's a discussion.
For sure, it's considered.
Well, but again, by chametz.
Chametz once it's enough,
right.
Then you're done.
Right. So they discuss whether or not a person lichachila can be pogame something like that. I don't remember all the whole discussion. It's confusing. Okay. The Gemara now says two lines down in Amud Beis here. Lema, we should say, why not be very clear? It's a very strange language, the Gemara said, imriba tam lefkam mutter. Why not just say clearly, lema, imnasan tam lefkam mutter? If it has a giving bad flavor, it's mutter. So Gemara says, hakamashman, this is telling us, the alpha gav di ika mila acharinasa tipaga pade, even though there's some other item, that riba, that you added external foods or seasoning into it, that's still considered pagam, to tell us that we paskin hilchasa kalishna basa the Reish Lakish, we paskin like Reish Lakish, the second mandamer who is more makel, that if the pagam comes from some other source, so then in fact it will be considered nosin tam lefgam and mutter. That's the chiddush of this Gemara. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vaiter, as follows, that Amar of Kana midirei kulam, from all the discussions we saw above, all the different shitas, Rashi lists all the different opinions of Yehuda, Rabba, Bar Bar Chana, Rav Dimi, Rav Reish Lakish, Rabbi Abahu, all of them, we learn the following. Nilmad, no sein tam lefgam is actually mutter. So that's what we saw. If it's, it gives bad flavor, it's mutter. So Amar Le Abai says, Bishma, it makes sense, mikulu, all of them lechai, all of them make sense, that they clearly understand no sein tam lefgam is mutter. Ela de Reish Lakish, Amru Kamar, the Leilo Srila. That's what I told you before. Reish Lakish, Masha Amru, that which they said, then I'll explain what they hold. Sounds like Reish Lakish personally doesn't hold that way. He was just explaining those Shitas who do hold Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter, but he himself holds it's Aser. Now the Gemara challenges that. Is that really true? Mechlal Deikil Man Damar Nosin Tam of Gam Aser? Reish Lakish holds there is an opinion out there that even though it gives bad flavor, it's still going to be Aser. Who holds that way? So the Gemara explains as follows. That in, it's true, the Atani, the Brisa tells us as a support, as a benichusa, echa nosin tam lef gam, echa nosin tam lef shvach, aser, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, even if it gives nosin tam lef gam, it's still going to be aser. He's the shita that holds that it is aser. That's what Reish Lakish holds like. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, holds, omer, l'shvach aser, ulef gam mutter. That's how we paskin, that if it's nosin tam lef shvach, it's aser, but if it's nosin tam lef gam, it's going to be mutter. So Gemara wants to understand what's the reason. My time at the Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir hold that even though it's no sin tam of gam, it's still going to be usher? So he learns from Geulei Ov de Kochavim. What's Geulei Ov de Kochavim? The pasuk tells us, Rashi quotes here, the whole source of Hagalas Kalim. That if you have an item that has a chametz in it, or an item that has a davar iser in it, the psukim go on to how you kasher things. That was anything that came into contact with fire is kashered with fire. Kibolo, Kachpoto, how it was absorbed, the iser, that's how it extracts the iser. Anything used with cham and hot water needs to be boiled. Anything used with cold just needs to be rinsed off. So Rashi says here, Yalef migulei ovdei kochavim midrachmana asri b'kli midyan. When they took over, they destroyed, they beat Midyan, they took all the kalim, so now they own the kalim, but there's a davar iser. There's the belios that are now embedded in the walls of these kalim. Dichsiv, the pasuk quotes Rashi quotes the pasuk. Kol davar asher yavo be'esh v'gomer, dimashma, since the goy used it in hot water, you need to boil it out in order to remove all the belios of the iser of nevela that the Midian used. So how's that a source for nosin tam lefgam is still aser? So the Gemara says again, my time with Rabbi Meir, what was his reasoning? Gamar mi giulei of the kochavim. The giulei of the kochavim lav nosin tam lefgamu v'aser achmana. So did they use the kalim that morning? They had all types of kalim that they were taking. They were from days ago. Who knows when the last they used this kalim? And yet still, the Gemara says it's asa to use them. The Torah says it's asa to use this kalim until you were magil them, until you did hagalas kalim, and until you did libun. So hachanami loshna. So just like they required the hagalas kalim for the guli of the kachavim, so too when it comes to any of our kalim that became aser, whether through chametz or whether through davar iser and nevela, it's aser even though it's no same tam. Livgam. That's the source of the Rabbi Meir. Now, a very important Rashi here, I'm actually going to wait on Rashi just a moment. Idach, so what's Rabbi Shimon going to explain here? Kidirav Huna Bered Rav Chia, Damar Rav Huna Bered Rav Chia, Lo Asa Torah Ela Kedei Rabas Yoma. No. De Lo Lif Gamhu. The Torah, when it required you to kasher the kelim, were only those kelim that were used that day. Vo bayom, ben yomo, it's called. Ben yomo means it was used in that day within 24 hours. But if it was longer than 24 hours, the idach bas yomi naso, if it's longer than 24 hours, it wouldn't require kashering. Now we paskin that we do kasher even ena ben yomos, just because we're concerned. If a guy doesn't kasher in ena ben yomo, if it's been more than 24 hours, we'll define in just a moment what ben yomo is, but let's assume right now ben yomo is 24 hours. So really, mikra din, if I've got a pot that hadn't been used for 35 hours, I could use it, mamish, because any time that's there is pogum. But the Chachamim said, you have to kasher even in ena ben yomo, because if I don't kasher in ena ben yomo, I might not kasher even a ben yomo itself. So midiraisa, you need to kasher ben yomo. Midirabon, you have to kasher even in ena ben yomo. Now let's say a person takes an ena ben yomo fleshik pot and cooks milchiks in it. If it hasn't been used in 25 hours or 24 hours, that item cooked is actually mutter. You can't lichachila do that, but since the pot hasn't been used in 24 hours, any time that's there is really pogum and won't impact the food. The food is kosher, but we still say you have to kosher the pot because now it has mixed together milchik and meats. Even though it's pogum, Chachamim required you to kosher kelim even when they're old.
And you would go off a rope here, or there's no rope on this? Because meaning when they conquered, 90% sure were the stuff that they didn't cook that day.
Right, so I guess the point would be, since it's not really Efshe Levare, but it says a Yeshet Stavar Sheshel Matirim, there's a heter for it, we don't apply Bittel Barov when it comes to the Davar Sheshel Matirim. Right. Like a person, let's say, finds a... it comes up with mixing different dishes together. Let's say a person found the milchik fork in the fleshik, fleshik drawer, so you shout the kasher because they're concerned. Maybe you washed it together with the fleshiks and now it's a treif. But so and there's a way to fix it. It's even though rove, you could know which one it is. But let's say that milchik fork, then you put back in the milchik drawer without having, now it's mixed together. You don't know which one it is. So we say, I think end of a sveika. In that case, even though you can be misakin and you could fix this by kashering all your milchik forks now, since it's a svek sveika, you weren't sure in the first place whether it was mixed together. Maybe you put it in the wrong drawer. Maybe it wasn't really washed together with the meat. And number two is you don't know which one it is. In a svek sveika, we don't say that you have to davar sheishal matirin. Okay. The Gemara now says, V'idach, kedei rabas yoma nami efshar dilo pagba porta. Rabbi Meir says back, no, even if the item was used today, if 4 hours passed since I last used my pot, that's still pogum. The pogum gradually takes place. It's no longer fresh. So just like the same day you require kashering it, even though it's been 4 hours later, there was somewhat pogam. So 25 hours later also, there's always pogam taking place constantly. So Rabbi Meir says, since there's always pogam, since you require on the day of, you require even after 24 hours in order to kasher it. So again, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir, that no sintam of gam is aser and requires kashering, but Rabbi Shimon will see in why just a second, he holds no. No sintam of gam is actually going to be mutter.
Meaning that even after 3 months, 3 months and 1 day will be worse than 3 months?
No, he's saying that 3 hours, the day of. Everyone agrees Ben Yomo requires kashering, the day of. So let's say the pot was used 9 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
And it was Davar Isser. And then I need to kasher at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 hours later. That's also Pugum. 6 hours. Any food left out 6 hours is Pugum.
Not necessarily.
So he's assuming that there is some level.
Not terribly. The focus is more whether something is pogum after 1 day or not than anything else.
That's what, or if it's significant enough. I mean, everyone agrees there's some slow breaking down of an item or time. So Rameer says there's always slow graduation, slow breaking down. 6 hours later, there's some pogum, and we still have to kasher it. So 30 hours later, also, there's more pogum, but it's still pogum. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we have to kasher in all instances, according to Rabbi Meir. So what is the definition of ben yomos? It's a very, very important machlokas. If you look at Rashi to define it for you, Rashi says, 7 lines up from the bottom here, lav notes in tam of gam hu, bitmiya. Deha pshitilan, it's obvious to us, de kol tafshil shalon laila echad, when one night passed, nifgam tamo v'over tsuraso. Over tsuraso is interesting language, have to do with kashrim, we could ignore it for right now. But Rashi says it has to be left out overnight, not 24 hours, left out overnight. And he reiterates the point of the next Rashi, Bas Yoma means Shibishal ba over kocham hayom delo nifkam. If it was cooked on that same day, but if it was overnight, then it's considered pogum. So Rashi says overnight. So let's say it was used at 9 p.m. and then you want to use it 9 a.m., 12 hours later, that would be considered pogum. But other Rishonim argue and say, no, you need to have 24 hours, me'es le'es, has to happen. So we pass in l'chumra, that we say nosin tam lefgam only takes place after 24 hours. It's not enough to simply have 12 hours of a night pass. You need a full 24 hours. That's the chumra of the Beis Yosef. But let's say a person isn't sure. Let's say he wasn't sure if it's eino ben yomo. So then we end up saying that if, let's say, you know it wasn't used in the past night. Overnight it wasn't used. People go to sleep. But you weren't sure if you used it in the evening before you went to sleep or in the morning. But for sure a night passed through. So they say, since it's a chumra that we paskin requiring 24 hours, you could rely, since it's a suffix, you don't know when you use it, you could rely on Shitas Rashi, that since it was lun belayla, left out overnight, so then that's considered pagum, and you don't have to be concerned. So let's say you live in an area where the tzlach is mechadesh here, that the whole discussion is whether linas layla is enough, letting it go overnight. But let's say it goes 24 hours, but there's no night. You go to someplace up north, where the sun doesn't set in the summer. So then it's 24 hours and there's no sun setting, but there's no linas layla. Is that going to be enough? So Tzlach says, yes, even the Rashi will agree. Rashi's a kula that of course 24 hours is enough, but also if you have a nighttime, less than 24 hours, that works. But 24 hours with no nighttime, even the Rashi will agree that's pagum. But the Cheshek Shlomo argues and says, no, if you hold linas layla, it's dafka, the nighttime that creates the pagum. We don't care about the 24-hour clock. It's all about linas layla, in which case, if you live up north where the sun doesn't set ever, so then you would never have pogum. It would be kind of for like 6 months of the year. Everything's still considered no sin tam l'shvach.
In 6 months of the year, everything would be...
Exactly, pogum, right, exactly, right. But I'm not sure at what point...
Not really, because it has to go through lina.
Then I don't know how you define it, right? Is it sun rising that creates it, or the sun setting?
Right, but no matter what it is there's no... There is...
Or just the experience of night. It could be just having layla alone. You may not need a starting point or an ending point.
Just during the night.
So yeah. Let's just finish off this Gemara to the top of Samaches. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, my time. Why did Rabbi Shimon think that no sin tam lefgam is actually going to be mutter? The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us based on the pasuk I mentioned in Amud Aleph here, lo sochlu kol nevela legea asher b'sharecha. Don't feed the nevela to any ger that's in your gates, in your property, in your cities. So the Gemara says, kol aruuya legea kriya nevela. Only if it's edible is it considered a nevela. But she'ein ruuya lager, if it's not edible anymore, it's pagum, eino kriya nevela. So that's the source, and anything that's pagum is no longer a dover iser. Rabbi Meir says, that pasuk ahu lemute srucha meikara. That's talking about a nevela that was srucha from the start. It never was something, but something that was already kosher. And then Rashi explains the case here. Look at Rashi, srucha meikara. It was an animal that had boils all over the place. That was disgusting. No one would touch it. And then it died. The whole vipagme bikodim, since it was pagum from the outset, shibali de nevela lo chal shem nevela aleh, the nevela was ever chal on it. Aval says Rashi, hecha de itzar meikara. If something was usher, it was a nevela that was a very good nevela. It was a good animal, just wasn't shechted properly. It died. Tu lo pake iser mishim pagum. Pagum doesn't have the ability to remove the iser. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Shimon responds back, and we'll stop here. Srucha meikara lo tzricha miuta. If something was srucha from the beginning, you don't need a pasuk to tell me it's not a nevela. That's a davar pasha, because afra ba'amu, that's dirt, nothing more than dirt. Just like afra ba'amu is an usr, so to something that's srucha meikara won't be usr. It must be the pasuk coming to exclude something that was a nevela, then became srucha, which is no sin tam lefgam, is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.